La Chasse, music by Thomas E. Barker. And we've just heard a performance by Robert Hoyle, who is one of our guests this afternoon on New York Public Radio, WNYC-FM in New York. My name is Tim Page, and we are going to be presenting a tribute to Irving Berlin in about 15 minutes here on FM 94. But first, we are celebrating the life and music of Thomas E. Barker in a benefit concert for the composer, who died of bone cancer on January 12th here at Columbia Presbyterian Medical Center in New York. Will be presented on Monday, February 15th, that's a week from Monday, at 8 p.m. at the Symphony Space at Broadway at 95th Street. There'll be chamber, choral, and orchestral music, and the performers will include Harvey Sulberger, Lee Coker, Robert Hoyle, Joseph Ness, Ben Wittenberg, and many other performers. All proceeds from the concert will help defray Thomas E. Barker's medical expenses. And for concert information or advanced ticket reservations, please call area code 718-935-1311. That's 718-935-1311. There'll also be a memorial service for Mr. Barker on the same day at the Friends Meeting House, 15 Rutherford Place, here in New York at 15th Street. We will continue now with music by Thomas E. Barker. Again, he won the prestigious annual award in music of the American Academy and Institute of Arts and Letters last May, and we're celebrating his work. And the latest work which we have to listen to today is a piece called Four Sets for Orchestra, which dates from 1985. Would anybody care to talk a little bit about this piece? I know it's about 8 minutes long, and that it's one of his largest works, and that it was played once by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Lewis Lane, and has had other performances. Anyone?
I seem to remember him talking to me about the piece. By the time the Four Sets was written, this was one of the last pieces he wrote. One of the last five or six pieces he wrote. We had become very close friends, and what he did was he took some of the music that he had written for his solo viola piece and orchestrated it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that gradually turned into the four sets. What did he mean by sets?
Well, is
this in the Milton Babbitt sense, or the?
Yeah, very much. It very much is in the Milton Babbitt sense. Tom and Milton Babbitt were very close. Milton Babbitt was, well, I guess we can actually say that Milton Babbitt was Tom's mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Tom did write serial music, 12-tone music, exclusively. And so it's four sets, but it's four separate movements, but the sets, I think, being the tone row.
Mm-hmm. Babbitt has said of Thomas Barker, I misquoted this earlier because there was a word missing in the release I had, so I'll get it correct this time. Babbitt once said of Thomas E. Barker that he was a singular representative of truly American music. His music could only have been composed here, and yet it was in no way self-consciously American. We will now hear Four Sets for Orchestra. This is music by Thomas E. Barker on New York Public Radio, WNYC-FM in New York.